Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Check out our blog that I'm still locked out of. I've been trying all week. I even eliminated my son's Gmail account, and it still pops up when I try to log on to the blog. So if you want to look at blog posts are like 2 or 3 weeks old, go to divaabdul.com. Facebook, I know, I tried again today. I can't even go to my email. I cannot log on to my email to even send an email. I can do it on my phone, but I can't do it on my computer. And I'm afraid to, you know, delete the cookies because I'm afraid that's going to, and then all my passwords are gone. So I'm going to see if my son can take his Gmail accounts out of my computer so I can log in once in a while. I know, it's so stupid. Facebook page is Diva Days of Our Lives, and you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes, too, that way. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, you do not miss a show. It automatically goes to your iTunes account. So that's good. So you never get to miss us. And
who would ever want
I know that nice.
Who would want to miss
I know.
Us?
For real. Yeah. So we have Marianne here.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Anna.
Hello.
Oh, I forgot. What's your guys' Twitter account? I forgot.
Oh, I'm at mama_hooch.
And I'm at Kazi Hooch. No underscore.
No underscore.
No underscore.
Yeah. I don't know. I had used an underscore because somebody already had Mama Hooch in there. Huh? How'd that happen?
I can't believe there's another Mama Hooch in the world.
Yeah, that's why that underscore is
rude.
Yeah,
that sounds like
yeah,
that should be a
trademark really.
Thing or something.
Yeah,
you need to get your,
I don't know.
You need to get your legal. You need to get your legal team on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get Mama Hooch trademarked, so that way no one can use it. Oh God. So. Yeah, and so are the days of our lives.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
All the hooch imposters running around Twitter.
Yeah.
And then there's Mama Hooch imposters on Facebook, too. I don't get that. Why do people... I got a friend we got friend requests from you, and it wasn't from you.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I got hacked. Yes. Somehow, I guess I got hacked. I don't know if that happens. Because it happens to me from my other friends. I'll get that. So, wait a minute. I'm already friends with those people. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand the purpose of impersonating people on Facebook. What's the purpose of that?
I don't know. Somebody that doesn't have anything better to do needs to get.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And glad our friend Bob Hapka had a nice birthday weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
So for our friends at,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know there wasn't much of a Kate update, but if you wanted to start off tonight
with
your Kate update.
As usual lately, she was on like one day, I think, was it Friday's episode?
Yeah,
it
was Friday.
Thursday or Friday. And, let's see. I'm trying to remember because I kind of watched things out of order this week, so I'm trying to remember. Eddie shows up to the Martin house, to her place, and he has this gift, or she was giving it back to him or something. Anyways, this little gift, and she's like, I don't want it, don't need it, don't want your gift, you can't buy me off, you know, can't buy me. Anyway, they talked, you know, they had some really good dialogue about, you know, trust and everything, because they both breached each other's trust. And Kate looked awesome, as usual, just by the way. And she was still in the same outfit she was in a week ago, I think. So I
noticed
that too,
because
it
yeah.
was the same. Yeah, it was the same outfit she matched with Andre in.
Yeah,
it's
probably
and,
the same day, actually.
Yeah,
but yeah.
probably.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. So, but they had some really good lines. Eddie definitely wants her, and
oh boy,
he's just like really. She's really. She's either playing hard to get, or she's really serious about. Pushing him away, but oh my gosh, she was like, no, you know, you can just return it. You can return the gift, save yourself some trouble and some money, and just return it. And she gives it back to him, and he says, well, I don't know, it's not something it was made especially for you, so it's not like I can just return it. And so he opens it, and it's this bracelet, it's this charm bracelet. And not only is it a bracelet, because we all know how Kate loves her bracelets, but, you know, so it's like perfect gift for Kate. But it not only has the initials of all six of her kids, even the two alien twins, which a lot of people
yes.
forget about.
Did you notice that? I caught that with the
yes,
initials.
Yes,
yeah.
It had all
yeah.
the kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I actually wrote the initials down and went back and had to think of it, because L and P were the only ones, L, P, and A were the only ones that came to mind right away. Had to think about it for a while, and then Bill at B was so it was Austin, Billy,
A and B.
Rex, Cassie, Lucas, and Philip.
But mm-hmm.
but they actually included Rex and Cassie, the alien twins.
Yep.
So that were Roman and Kate. Roman and Kate. So anyway, which sometimes there have been times when they've only talked about four children for her. So they have actually forgotten her children at times. But anyway, he had the initials charms for each of her children, and not only that, initials of each of her grandchildren on it. So he obviously pays attention. He's a good listener. What can I say? But anyway, so he really kind of melted her there. But I'm trying to think. Let's see. They still end up not. He ends up leaving, right? I mean, because I know later on he's at the bar and Chloe shows up and she's like getting drunk and everything because she's all upset about mm-hmm. baby being kidnapped. And he says he's willing to help her, anything to get back at Deimos for kidnapping his mm-hmm. daughter. I mean, his daughter. So he's happy to go after Deimos for her and get the baby or get back at him for the baby, the whole baby thing, I guess. He's willing to go after Nicole to get the baby back to throw it in the face of Deimos, I guess, is the point. But anyway, I don't know, was there any – I'm trying to think, because I did watch it kind of out of order this week. I'm trying to remember, was there anything else with Kate?
I don't think so. I'm thinking
yeah,
she was
there's
just
on
not, Friday. I'm trying
yeah,
to
– yeah.
Because last week
was
when she was with Andre in the mansion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were only on one day. They were only on one day last Friday.
It's really annoying, too. You know, it's
yeah.
really annoying when they're
yeah.
only
and
on.
And Andre was only on one day this week, too. I think it was Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday or something. Yes. I don't know. But I'm thinking that's all. Like, I don't think Kate was on with
okay.
anyone else.
Yeah.
That I can.
So.
I don't think.
Anyway, so that's, so the Kate updates are awfully short
mm-hmm.
lately. But anyway.
Yeah,
so that's
but
okay
I really like the bracelet though. That would have.
Oh yeah.
You're still to deal with that one. Oh
mm-hmm.
yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would have totally forgave him for the bracelet. That's so awful.
It was. I mean, he obviously is a good listener. He paid attention. He knew all of her family and everything, and like,
mm-hmm.
oh man, he scored some points right there. And she did look like she started to melt, didn't she? She looked like, I mean, what's not to love about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh,
he's
yeah.
also pretty
yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
He's also pretty hot, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So. That's about all
yeah,
I got for the Kate update.
Yeah, again, this week was just horrible, though. I mean, it is. I mean, some of the storylines are so bad, I don't even want to talk about
yeah.
them. Like the whole house storyline.
Yeah.
What the hell was that all about?
The who? Who?
Hell.
Jade's
first,
father.
I had to think who you meant. Jade's
yeah,
father, like, going crazy, attacking Kayla.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? I fast-forwarded through a lot of that.
Yeah, and the whole now Steve's son with Ava is alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. telling Taylor that, and they're going to go to find him. Oh, yeah, so we have another kid, another teen, another young one coming to add to the group.
He's supposed to be, I was wondering.
No, he's a little older than Joey.
Yeah, he's older than Joey, yeah, and I didn't understand, I couldn't remember the timeline of when he had the baby with Ava, if it was recently or I guess it was off screen. Before he reconciled with Kayla and had Joey with her, but the last time they reconciled, so
confusing.
So that has me all.
Yeah,
it's so confusing.
Well, and everybody's been sore assed at least once, so.
Yeah, plot. That's true too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But Steve and Kayla are still cute together, though.
They really are.
Yeah.
I do like that they named the new character. I don't like the name Trip, but I do like Dalton because that's my son's name. So.
Trip Dalton,
Now, Dalton, who's Dalton?
It's his last name.
Oh,
Trip Dalton.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he said Belton that day. Okay, gotcha.
No,
so Trip Dalton,
hasn't
made. He wasn't on screen yet, has he? Has he been?
No,
he's going to be
they're going to look for him, and Kayla.
Yeah.
Another adventure.
Because the Horton's got a new kid, too. He was on. Now, what's his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eli.
Eli. That's right.
Oh, and nobody's liking Valerie right now. Boy, she's getting it from Eli and Julie. I heard there's a slap coming up, too, but that one, I thought it would happen on front. But maybe I thought it would happen on Friday when Julie finds out. Eli tells her. Yeah, she
was
upset.
I thought that was going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd heard about that, so I don't know. So. So what do you think about that? With Eli. It's given Julie some good stuff lately.
Well, I think Susan got some Emmy material this past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, she almost made me. She was making me cry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this week she was making me cry again when she found out that's her grandson. You know, she felt like she lost her son, she gained a grandson, and that just kind of changed everything for her. But she was so upset. I have to say too, Susan Seaforth-Hayes is so freaking cute. It's not even funny.
She is.
I mean, she's so beautiful. I mean, it blows my mind at her age. So I hope they have her on more often.
And they're both adorable together. Even Bill Hayes is amazing for his age.
So I hope that stuff doesn't get backburned and they keep going on with that. Come on. I'm trying to get my cat in the house, and he's scratching the door, and the little shit won't come in the house now.
Okay, mine's trying to bite me. One of mine.
He was scratching to come in. I opened the door, and he comes to the door, and he just stands there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they like to play games. They're like, let's see. Who's going to win this one?
I'm wondering if his butt's staying outside now in the 23 weather. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Well, even colder than that.
It's going to get colder.
Yeah.
So, what else was there this week? Oh, we had Abby and Gabby belly dancing.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the actual
Gabby's
class.
Pretty good. Gabby was pretty good.
Yeah, Gabby was really good. Yeah,
she was good. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, both
were
good, but Gabby was definitely better at it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, if it wasn't for Gabby, Chad probably would have lost all the business dealings for Demira by now. But she's like, Gabby and Abby have saved all of his business dealings.
They have saved his butt. Yes, for sure.
So several times.
Between
at least
Gabby,
three times.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess that's the way he's going to take Deimos down, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Although somebody's going to take him down, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, they're
there's
much
a lot of people that
want to
see him
shot,
dead.
Though. Yeah, even Maggie threatened him yesterday.
Oh, those were good scenes.
Maggie.
Oh,
yeah,
Maggie doesn't take crap from him at all. And he kind of backs down from her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of listens to her. They had scenes. They did.
Well, he did listen, but he turned around and did what he wanted anyway. She told him, Nicole Lone, he turned around and tracked her down. You know, the very next
down,
scene.
Yeah.
He listened.
Yeah,
he found.
I just love Brady and Nicole, and I hate now knowing that she's leaving. Because now you can't get invested because you want to see that you could see them two getting together. You can see it coming. They almost kissed. Did you see that? Almost.
Yeah.
Kissed the other day. Yeah. No.
I just can't believe, I mean, they really had no plans to reunite Eric and Nicole. They're going forward with Eric and Jennifer, which is fine. But now we're so close to getting Brady and Nicole, and that we're not going to really get them because Ari's going to quit filming here in April. I mean, it's just kind of a huge buzzkill. It's like, well, why should I get invested in Nicole if they're going to be over by October? You know?
I know.
Right. Yeah,
I'm
that's what I mean.
I'm
going to
try to enjoy them as
well
as I can, but I'm bummed about it.
I've been enjoying, you know.
By the way, shout out to Rose. She's listening, and she's having issues with her kitty, too, apparently. Shout out to Rose, our good friend Rose, who moved to the West Coast and has never been seen in Eastern time again. No, yeah, kitties are challenging sometimes, but they're also sweet. But she's having She was tweeted to me that she's having issues too.
We are on a kitten watch because my cat James, his mother, is pregnant again, and we are all dying for these kittens. And she is so freaking huge right now. I can't imagine she's not going to give birth soon. Yeah, so we're just dying. We can't. My sons are so excited. It's not even funny. We can't wait for these kittens. So so we're on baby watch right now.
Just like the giraffe watch.
Oh.
Did that dang giraffe ever have its
only baby?
Only slightly
different. You'd think we would have heard about that by now.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? My mother and my sister-in-law, all during Christmas, they sat there and waited for those eagles to hatch or whatever the heck that was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they did it for days. I'm like, you know, it's like, just let me know when they're born. I'll just watch it for 5 seconds and that's it. I mean, they just sat there and watched it for days. I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't the only ones, but, yeah, it's like the local news now. This eagle rebuilt his nest. I'm like, why is this one, the 6 o'clock news? Why is this important? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't think eagles hatching are that important, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm watching Days of Our Lives, and my kids questioned me this week. They're like, why are you watching this show still? It's stupid.
That's not nice. I mean, your kids have outgrown it? That's not fair.
Seriously, my kids have outgrown Days of Our Lives, yes. But seriously,
aww,
they made me watch Dora the Explorer and Teletubbies and Barney. They made me watch all that stuff.
Talk about boring.
I think they could suck it up. Seriously, I think if Sammy and EJ came back, they'd both start watching again. I think they would. They were big into Sammy and EJ. But... what else was going on? Jennifer, I think she went back to visit Eric again. She offered him a job, and he turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was some more kissy face
more
going
kissing
on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to get him back, but so I guess he's going to eventually be back. Yeah.
Well,
back.
He's so concerned about Nicole too. Like when he heard,
yeah,
he was so upset about her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she finally had a baby, and then it was going to get taken away again. You know.
Yeah.
You could tell he was just heartbroken.
Somebody
for
needs
her.
To get rid of Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can anybody, please?
What a.
Can they both get rid of her?
She's so unlike.
They are kind of,
oh yeah.
They do seem to be setting it up for a who shot JR kind of deal, huh?
Yes, because there's so many people pissed off at
who
Deimos
shot Deimos
right now.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, who shot Deimos? Yeah.
Because a lot of people want to get him.
Yes,
so.
They've all. A lot of people have kind of threatened him in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So interesting.
Yeah. I thought okay. So I've really enjoyed Lucas and Adrian. I've been rooting for them, and that still hasn't changed. But I have to say, I really loved the scenes with Wally and Judy on Tuesday. I think it was.
You can't beat
those
two.
Having her, I'm telling you, even though I think it's boring.
The chemistry.
Well, it's because the minute they get back together, they've gotten them back together 3 or 4 times, and every time, then they don't have a story after that. But I got
right.
to say,
or,
those
yeah.
scenes,
or
the
just
scenes
some
at the Salem Inn. Oh, yeah, the Salem Inn. I tell you, first of all, first and foremost, Wally, I think, is hotter and better looking now than he was even, like, in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, he's
maybe it's just
because
I've maybe because I've aged. I don't know, but he's aged like fine wine. he and Taya. But anyway, but I mean, I think he's someone that I didn't think, I mean, like, I was totally into, you know, Teo and everything, and so I liked Justin and Adrian, but I don't think I really they weren't like my
like
it couple. And I liked them, but they weren't like my favorite
your favorite couple,
but
right?
As he's gotten as he's aged, I'm like, oh my gosh, and then they're both so nice in person. I mean, you know
they're
just they're really
person.
Mm-hmm. But so. Anyway, so I have to say those scenes in the Salem Inn where, you know, well, it was Justin and Anne and Lucas, all three of them were pitching in to try to help her. But,
gosh,
those scenes where he was trying to remember, like, when she was pregnant with Sunny and she had morning sickness and all.
Watermelon, and he remembered
he
all that stuff.
Finally remembered.
Yeah.
It was very good. I was just like. I have to admit, not that I want them.
He made her
I
smile.
I really still want Lucas, but, you know, but I, you know, they
Oh, he
they
has
were,
Anne now.
They were excellent. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Funny.
Anyway,
I have to admit, she's funny, though.
I'll let you. You take it from
here. Funny.
You take it from here. You can take it from
she's
here.
Yeah. She was fun. They're funny together, or cute, I think, together. I don't know. Because they each need somebody, you know. Anne's been looking for a long time. Lucas, they never seem to be able to find anybody for him. So, I don't know. I don't know how far they're going to take that. If it's just for, you know, comedy, a little bit of comedy, I don't know. I don't know how serious that could get. But so, what do you think? You don't like them together?
Oh, let's go for it.
Friends,
what the
friends
hell?
And funny. What the heck?
We
got to give Lucas
a,
somebody.
Yeah,
Lucas.
We haven't had a truly funny couple since Eugene and Calliope.
And Calliope, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like 30 years ago. So let's have a funny couple for a change.
Yeah. I could see them being funny, you know, because, you know, Lucas can be funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Brian's
yeah, and, you know, Brian's,
at...
Brian's funny himself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he can just say the funniest thing with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
And it just cracks you up. Like, how is he not laughing his head off right now? He's pretty good with his poker face. So I don't know how he doesn't crack up at Mary Scott Lynn, but she's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I said go for it. Go for it, go for it, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I mean, if they're going to do it, though, I think they should both get a contract, though, and not be on recurring anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the problem with Justin, with Lucas and Adrian to begin with. Their romance was all off screen. They were only on like once or twice a month. So you can't, it's hard to root for them when they're not on the TV show at all.
And even Adrian's
cancer doesn't seem to be a front burner storyline either.
No, not like it had been. And Kate was involved there for a while, and now we don't haven't seen, you know, Kate now with Adrian.
Yeah,
always like that.
I like that.
Need
aspect.
To bring her back.
I really liked.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It was nice.
They need to bring her back in to that. So.
Yeah. I wanted to. I mean, didn't you guys think it was out of character for Nicole to fall for a con artist in the beginning?
Yeah. I'd seen that. I'd seen that online too. Yeah. Yeah,
lame.
How dumb can you be, Nicole? Yeah, Nicole's smarter than that. Well, and then Brady kind of put it, the writers kind of put that in, oh, because you were alone and scared. Isn't that what Brady said? Because she even said, she says, how could I be so stupid? And he said, you're not stupid, you were alone and afraid or something. But still, Nicole has the street smarts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, like I said on Twitter, I actually got the live tweeted episode. I forgot to put on the blog, but yeah, I did. Well, usually you have to be inspired. The show has to be so bad that you can make fun of it. Like, tweet it.
Oh yeah,
and that whole episode with the con was so bad, and it's like Nicole has kidnapped babies before, so she should have had a better plan to begin with.
Yeah. This time it really was hers though, so maybe that was the difference.
Right, and she's usually...
Like, this isn't her first rodeo kidnapping.
Right.
No.
Right, and she... Basically, all she did was get a wig and pack a bag, and looks like...
And not even a good wig. I mean, she had a much better wig when she was... what was that whole thing in the hotel room at the state capitol that time when she had to... She pretended to be Kristen or something? I don't know. It was when... What's his name got raped by Kristen, and Nicole go down and spy or try to get evidence or something. Anyway, she had a much better disguise that time than she did this time.
Yeah,
right.
The long blonde hair. You know, at least change your hair color. And she's already had long hair before.
Yeah, I don't know why she went with blonde. And basically, the hotel, like, it was just around the block from the pier, because that's where she found the kidnappers. Was at the pier. So she basically just went to the, you know, our, you know, to the pure area of Salem. That's as far as she got.
Hmm.
So, I mean, and then Damo shows up on Friday. He found her and Brady.
This is after she burned up her phone in the microwave and everything.
Yeah, just the whole thing was just so stupid. I mean, she calls the doctor. So the doctor knows where she was. So Brady was able to track her down, which if Brady can track you down, then you're pretty stupid. Brady can't track down breakfast, let alone another person.
Oh, poor Brady. He's going to lose another one.
Yeah, and all Damon had to do, really...
If I were an actress and I read that I was going to be in a storyline with him, I think I'd start, you know, updating my resume.
Any new actress that comes on and says, we're going to match you with Brady Black.
His character, that poor guy, has the worst track
record. I'm
going to
be dead and forgot.
He's such a good-looking guy. I don't know what – I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't get
Brady.
It either.
I bet his wife gives him a lot.
I know Eric gets teased about that all the time. I mean, that's brought up all the time. Yeah. Yeah. He gets tired of it.
I'll bet.
Yeah, so basically all Davis had to do, I know he had people trying to find Nicole, was basically all he had to do was have someone trace what Brady's up to, and he would have found her easily. And he didn't have to do any work at all. All he had to do was follow Brady.
Yeah, because when they get ready, when they were getting ready to leave, Damos walked in. Is that right or no? Or where?
Yeah.
Where did
they were getting ready to leave?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, when Brady and Nicole were reminiscing too, I thought it was funny. Basically, every time Nicole does have baby drama, Brady's always there for her. And, you know, Brady basically is the guy you call up when you want to bury a body. He'll be like, okay, let me get my shovel. That's Brady. he doesn't care what she does. I mean, geez, he stole Sammy's baby, and he didn't care. And that was that was his niece. Yeah, that was his niece.
Oh, that's
she kidnapped. So, well, in
speaking
a way,
of speaking of nieces, Sierra, and the triangle with Sierra and her niece. But
her niece, they don't really even make reference to that. It's like they're friends, and not really.
Yeah,
I love that whole crazy Horton family thing there. Like Julie and there's you know, with Julie and Hope, they're really sisters. But then she calls her grandma. No, that's your aunt, not your grandma. I guess it's your grandma. It's your step grandma. It's like, oh, so strange. Those kids have
to be confusing.
It's very confusing. Yeah.
You're like, Eli, are you sure you want to sign up for this? Because
are you sure?
You're probably better off.
Yeah.
Your life was bad before. Now you're just only going to get worse.
So poor Theo, he's stuck in the middle there. I don't know.
And he's so cute.
Yeah.
And Sierra, and here Sierra loves him, and she pushed him away so many times. And you know, he can even kind of
now she realizes
what a snot, what a snot the other one is.
How stupid can well, that's the guy always goes for those kinds.
That's true.
You know, instead of the nice girl. Yeah, and Claire more or less bosses him around quite a bit. Yeah.
She kind of treats him like a, you know, I don't know. She's very narcissistic.
She's like Sam. She's another Sammy. Well, not like Sam, but, you know.
Yeah, not nearly in Sammy's league, but.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, never. No, never will be in Sammy's league, but,
So there's that.
Yeah. Oh, was Rope on Rafe and Hope, or was that last week?
I don't remember seeing them.
Yeah, I think Hope was like talking to Sierra about the whole Theo and Claire thing, but I think that's why she was on. I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, and then we were talking about Gabby and Abby doing the dancing while she's also getting dance lessons from Dario. Dario's falling for her. Dario's giving her dance, or she's giving him dance lessons.
Dario,
but he doesn't really need
touching her.
And he's having these dreams about her. Yeah.
It's
here, ladies. I'm gonna bring on Bobby.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bobby.
First of all, bring up the whole Dario and Abigail thing. It is kind of awkward what you saw, because I didn't get a chance to watch the belly dancing scene with her and Gabby on Thursday, because I was just halfway through the days where I'm watching when Jay's wacko dad was holding Kayla hostage, and Jay was intervening, and then I switched over to one of the ACC basketball games, because our channel Tuesday through Thursday had the ACC tournament on the regular channel, but the secondary channel had the days on there, so I was able enough to catch that. But anyways, I mean, I feel sorry for Pitt not making past the tournament, but I'm sure that they'll get invited. Hopefully, they'll get invited to the tournament, but I doubt they'll get invited. But I do want to say, when I got a chance to see the stills that a couple of the people on Twitter put up with the whole belly dancing thing, I literally went on Twitter and told Marcy and Camille, I hope that NBC is not thinking about doing Aladdin live, a live action version, because if they're trying to cast Princess Jasmine, I don't know how open it would be. Because the first thing that came to my mind was, I don't know that these two ladies are old enough to remember Genie in the Bottle by Christina Aguilera, because it definitely is the new Genie in the Bottle. So I didn't want to kind of just, but I don't know if maybe Dario is making a big mistake, because he made mistakes with Nicole and Blanca in the past, and if he's trying to start trouble with Chad, just like what Ben was trying to start trouble with Abigail in the past, I'll tell you, it's not going to work. And as far as Gabby's concerned, can you get somebody other than Chad to hook Gabby up with? I don't care if maybe with Ariane Zucker leaving, if you got to hook her up with Brady. I don't care if you had to hook her up with Lindsay, with Thalson. I don't care, but give Gabby a real person to hook up with. As opposed to Chad, because this is something I've been saying a year for them. If then this is something Sierra learned, and now I'm thinking Gabby is falling for the same thing. Is trying to maybe want Abigail, and at the same time her brother wants Abigail. And I meant Chad wants Gabby, and Abigail wants Gabby's brother. And I think this is going to lead to some sort of problem with them. I mean, I don't want to say it would be any problem or anything, but that's something that, you know, that I would be careful watching out for. But I already told on Twitter to both Marcy and Camille who do you think Chad should be with. And I'll probably ask Billy Flynn next month when I go to Charlotte, because I'm going to go to Charlotte next month, and there's a lot of things I want to talk about. First, I'm going to talk to Eric about who do you think should actually play Nicole, if they're going to just give a recast on that part come September. And then I'm going to ask Chloe, please, can you just get it out of your head? I'm going to tell Nalia, please, can you get it out of your head that Holly is actually Nicole, and I don't care if she has to go through another custody battle or anything legally. Then I'm probably going to ask Steve and Kayla why I missed out on the Steve and Kayla wedding. Thanks a lot, Trump, for that. And I'm probably going to just ask a lot of other questions, but I'm going to Charlotte next month, so I don't think I will be calling you on the 22nd of April to give you a report on that, but I probably would the next week if that would happen.
Oh. Okay.
And speaking of Ariane Zucker, I thought when I first heard this on March 1st, I thought that, first of all, the first thing that went to my head before I went on Twitter and go, April Fool's Day is next month, quit pulling my leg. But when I found it was real, it was real. Now Ron and Dina is going to write Nicole off the same way that General Hospital did years ago for John Stables and put Nicole in jail. That's not how I want to see it. I mean, we saw what John Stables did afterwards with the two Full House shows and other projects that he had done in the last 30 years. I'm seeing maybe the same trend for Ariane Zucker maybe in the next 15, 20 years. Maybe a Hallmark Channel movie, a Lifetime movie, maybe a primetime series since pilot season is already right there. Maybe Ari might be just doing that and stuff like that. But I just hope that at least, if anything, we see Ariane Zucker back, because I would love to see her as either Courtney on General Hospital, or maybe if Bold and Beautiful, since they already got Nancy from Days, maybe just get Ariane Zucker to play the role of Hope if they age her to maybe the late 30s or 40s, because I know that the actress that played Hope last has her Lifetime show and stuff like that, so it'd be hard unless that show ended that she would be returning back full time. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind also seeing maybe Ari on Bold and Beautiful or YNR as Amber. I mean, I know the actress that played Amber on Bold and Beautiful have been busy with her husband and stuff like that since she left. But it would be great to just see Ariane Zucker get another soap job within the next few years. And the only person I think that could actually play Nicole, the world recaster, could be Alicia Lee Willis, the former who had a cup of coffee with Days on one show a couple of years ago, and also who was Courtney for many years on General Hospital. in return, maybe we can probably see Nicole play the role of Courtney if they bring her back from the dead and they bring Nicholas back. I know it would be hard to get the kid that play him now because of his Disney Channel project, but, you know, something. I don't care if they have to age him to the same age as Dylan or not, but that would be something that they could, that maybe GH and Dave can look at, maybe look at Erwin and Zucker to be in some sort of role, Rabbi, a pointy recast or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I see a future for Erwin and Zucker right there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bobby, what do you think of, do you like Jennifer and Eric?
Well, you know, ever since Eric helped Hope get out of jail and himself at the same time get out of jail, and I think really, and just go back to the situation, how they're going to work Ariane Zucker's last few months on Days, if they're going to put Nicole and Eric back together and they're going to go off with a happy ending. I don't know if Greg Bond is willing enough to maybe leave because he has another show and stuff like that or anything else. But that would be good. But I would prefer maybe Jen and Eric to work out together, and that might work out. But if they get Ariane Zucker a happy ending, they must give baby Holly back legally, because I don't want her to end up in jail like we saw with John Stamos' character on General Hospital years ago. I definitely want to see Brady get another heartbreaker, because we saw the same thing happen to him when Jen Lilly left as Teresa, and that's the last thing you want to see. And for goodness sakes, please don't put them Chloe with Brady. I think they learned their lesson years ago because when Chloe got into that automobile accident and Nicole was trying to make her look uglier than she did, and it didn't work out because we saw Chloe for months wearing a mask, or I wouldn't say mask, but help me out, because I'm her face was bandaged up, yeah, for months.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're going to see something I don't think I want to see Nicole go back to her old ways and just send her to jail because of this. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Ron does this in the next few months. And I'm just happy that Days is going to be around at least till the fall of 2018. The only big concerns I got right now are as follows, and is the weekend of the French Open, the hockey thing, and I hope Pittsburgh is going to be involved in the Friday at the Thanksgiving hockey thing, because that would be great for Penguin fans, and the Winter Classic. I know that Pittsburgh has just come off of an outdoor classic game, so it would be impossible to have the NHL book them for one next year, especially if they have to play, say, Buffalo or even one of the New York teams in New York or wherever come January. But it's going to be and then, of course, the Winter Olympics. I don't know how NBC is going to schedule that around. Let them go on a two-week break like the Summer Olympics, and not because it would be impossible to have skiing and all the events in the middle of the night Asia time versus 1 in the afternoon East Coast time. So I think that's something NBC might have to work in. But it was great to talk to you, and hopefully we won't get as much snow as they say because it's cold. And hopefully we'll talk back to you next week.
Be safe. Be safe.
You take care. And I'll definitely call. And if I don't call you before April 22nd, I'll definitely call you afterwards, especially in a couple of weeks when we have to talk about who got nominated for the Daytime Emmys all the days and who didn't, the aftermath. So you take care.
Okay, sounds good.
And I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So he's going to that event in, I guess, is it in Charlotte, did he say?
I think so. Somewhere near there.
Yeah, this is his event coming up. I guess, I think. At least, I don't know who all's going to be there with Billy Flynn, but I'm not sure who all. So, exciting.
Cool. That should be fun. He can be our diva correspondent for that.
Yeah, me. So, we're supposed to get that big snowstorm.
Good luck. So, is it like a nor'easter? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, it depends on how, I think it might. We're probably going to get some, but I think the worst of it's supposed to be for the east of us. But we'll still get
But, we got some snow today too here in the Midwest, but it was not too bad. I mean, there were some accidents first thing this morning. People got out. There were sheets of ice, kind of thing. But later in the day, I mean, it snowed most of the day. But it was, I just stayed in because I didn't really feel like messing with it. But it wasn't that bad.
Get your bread and toilet paper, everybody.
Oh yeah, I took care of all that last night. I went out there like with everybody else in town, and got in line at the grocery store for all that stuff. It's so funny. It's like that human instinct that you think, "Hey, the world's coming to the end," you know. And it's just kind of funny because any of us that have lived through anything like that, where be it hurricane, which I have, and things like that, you know, you do see how, I mean, power can be lost for days and stuff. So, you know, I guess it's just that, you know, instinct to hoard for the bunker in or whatever they call it. But anyway, so fortunately it wasn't too bad, and it should be, we have a freeze for the next day or so, and then it should be good. But hopefully you'll dodge that.
Hopefully, yeah. Nadia just announced 2 hours ago that she's pregnant again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's she's due again.
Her baby's not
August.
Even a year, is he? Is he a year?
No,
not even.
Wasn't he born in May or something?
Good for her. Almost,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Did she announce on Twitter or where?
On Twitter and Instagram. And on Instagram, she has a picture of her son with a onesie and says something about him being a big brother. Yeah, her son's so cute. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'll bet. How could he not be? It'd be hard to screw up those genes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, congratulations to Nadia. So anyway, I'm trying to think, is there anything else that we, I like the scenes with Andre and Chad where, they were talking about the stolen antiquities. Or whatever, that whole thing.
And Andre wanted to like, we should just keep them for ourselves. And Chad is like, Chad's like the older, like, reprimanding him. Like,
I love
I'm not
going to
do that.
Andre's instincts always go to the naughty.
So.
That was pretty funny.
But I still think it should have been Andre talking to the antiquities dealer instead of Chad. It was all But we had to get the whole, you know, Abby and Gabby doing their belly dancing.
Well, you know what? At least it wasn't the men doing, what was it, yoga positions, all with shirtless yoga positions in that old spa Maggie owned for a while on the town square. Remember that? Where she had, and there was Daniel and Brady and a couple others were sitting there, some guys that aren't on anymore, were sitting there shirtless with their legs crossed doing these stretches and yoga positions and all, and talking about girls.
Yeah.
talking about their love lives. I don't know if you guys remember that set, but it wasn't, they didn't have it for very long, but gosh, I don't know where that came from. But anyway, at least it wasn't that. And I'm looking for I still don't know when the new writer's material is supposed to start, but looking forward to seeing what they do with things.
I don't know about what they're writing now. So if they're writing now, it's probably going to be another, 4 months?
Probably.
Yeah, they're getting some of the, we can kind of find out.
I'm excited to see where, and then we have something coming up this week.
I was going to say, maybe we can find out about the writing and stuff. We're going to have Andre come visit us next week on Thursday. Teo is going to do our show on Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern,
6 o'clock LA time. So, so if everybody wants to call in, talk to Tao, find out what's going on with the show or what's going on with him, if you've never talked to him before and want to, you know,
yeah,
visiting us again. So
definitely looking forward to that. So
yeah,
he's done some traveling since we last talked with him.
Yeah, probably talk about his last trip. He was in Greece and Egypt again, and spent time in a monastery for
that's right,
a couple of days, and did kind of did
boy,
the
did
routine
that
they
too.
Do.
No. Did they whip him into shape? No, did
I don't know.
Did they set him straight? They set him.
I don't know.
Like,
I didn't think maybe he'd come back. I thought maybe they'd like get him to stay. Oh no.
Oh. Yeah, that'll be fun. Hear about that.
Yeah.
So cool.
So,
all right.
Coming up,
I don't know.
So.
That's all I got. I just want to make
sure
I think
we covered most. I think we covered most stuff of the show. I can't think if there's anything else. I don't know. I don't know. Is there any other day's news, comings and goings? I don't know. But new people coming on, or we know Ari's leaving. So.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't. My mind's going blank. I can't think of anything new that I've heard.
Yeah.
Besides that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, just no more callers, I guess.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Okay, kids. Well,
all right. Okay.
Next week.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.